Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,666. Terry McGee seeks a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum height requirement for a billboard. Section 115-159.5C, 115-80C, and 115-210A3Q of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest corner of DuPont Boulevard and Dickerson Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 110.02. Again, specifically, it's a special use exception for a billboard and a 23-foot variance for the height. The application was sent to DLDOT, and I am not aware of any known response back from DLDOT. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, sir.
Good evening. I'm representing the applicant. My name is Carlton Savage. I work at Pannoni Associates.
Okay.
Evening. State your name. You can state your address.
18072 Davison Drive, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just for the record, it appears our office may have done some work for the applicant in the past. While I don't believe that necessarily creates a conflict in this case, if the board or the applicant felt that way, then ask that any questions be directed to Vince Roberts.
Okay. Thank you, Fred.
Sorry, can I ask a question before we start?
Sure.
I'm looking at the approved medical building, Mr. Sharp. Is that not a dwelling? It's 149.15, right?
There is a exhibit in the back here that shows the distances, and I do have 146.3 to the medical approved medical building, and that's actually that property is located in the town of Millsboro. It is also in a shopping center there. Peninsula Crossing is what you are referring to.
And your question, Mr.
Permitted?
Looking at that, I don't see that as a dwelling.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't see that as a dwelling. That's a commercial facility, not a dwelling.
Mr. Rickard, it's only from churches, dwellings, public lands, other signs.
No, that's the reason I'm asking. Is it considered a dwelling?
Could you consider it a dwelling? I think.
Isn't a hospital a dwelling?
No, hospital is not considered a dwelling.
All right, thank you. That's all I need to know.
Okay. Once again, Carlton Savage of Pannoni Associates representing Mr. Terry McGee, who is a property owner and applicant. The application before you is for two separate related items, one being a special use exception for an off-premise sign in a C1 district, also a height variance from the minimum or the maximum 25 feet height requirement. We'd like to go to 48 feet for reasons stated. You have a package that I presented in front of you, which shows you the property, which is on the corner of Dickinson Road, North DuPont Boulevard, 113. The property is zoned C1, general commercial. In the application, you will find the criteria for the variance, the uniqueness of the property. The property has a ditch that runs through the middle of the property, rendering some of that property fairly useless in development standards. We also have a distance from the existing billboard, so the only location we can place the billboard is approximately as shown, which falls near the ditch location. That ditch location does drop off in grade, so right off the bat we're about 8 feet lower than the adjacent roadways. So we'd like to get the sign up for two reasons. One, basically because it is in a low area, and two, because there's adjacent properties. We don't want to block the view commercially, as this is a big commercial area. As I stated, it also cannot be otherwise developed. This location we're placing the sign would be very tough to do any sort of development in, being the location of the ditch, rendering it suitable for the billboard that we're proposing. There is a correction I'd like to make in number three. Not created by the applicant. The topography has existed on the property since anybody probably knows. But in the second statement there, it says the exceptional practical difficulty was and created by the applicant. That should be not created by the applicant. The topography has existed on the property.
You're saying that not created by the applicant again?
Not. And should be changed to not. And then it leads into the character of the neighborhood. There are several billboards located along Route 113, both in Millsboro and in the county. One is shown on the plan. There are also several across the street. Majority of those also are located at a higher height restriction than what is allowable. I'm assuming those also went through the same process to get a variance. There's one pretty much directly across the highway. That one is definitely two billboards and above the 25 feet restriction. So it falls into the same character of the neighborhood. Also to the north is Peninsula Crossing, and their entrance sign is fairly tall as well, similar in height.
Right.
And our intent is to meet all the other code requirements for this sign, should it be granted.
Okay.
And then the criteria for the special use exception, we are saying that the exception will not substantially affect the addition or the adversely affect the adjacent uses, and they also are commercial in nature. They have billboards. The 48 feet will actually ensure that we are getting up above so we're not blocking any visual aspects of the shopping center to the north or adjacent properties. As everybody knows, commercial properties tend to like to be seen from the highway. Further back, there is a survey of the property shown. I presented an exhibit showing the distances from adjacent billboards. There are some typos on there. I apologize. Existing is spelled incorrectly, but that can be changed. That's what that word is. As you continue through, we gave an example of what this would look like, an existing view as well as proposed view, to give you an idea of what the billboard height would look like in the adjacent area. And the billboard to the left, like I was saying, is similar in height to what this billboard would be. That's all I have to present before you. Any questions?
All right, we'll start. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions at this time?
You just stated that the existing billboard, I believe, across the highway is similar in height to what you're requesting.
Correct. I did not measure that billboard, so I don't know the exact height, but when you ride down.
How close to similar would be?
You can see, if you're looking at the second, I guess it would be the fourth sheet, or the last sheet, the last exhibit. The two billboards to the very left of that picture most likely meets the minimum height or maximum height requirement. The billboard that's further in the distance to the right is two billboards high. So you can see that that's almost double the height of the billboard on the left. We would be, and to be accurate, this picture is not an actual representation, but just to give you an idea of the type of billboard we're proposing. And you can see that by elevating the billboard, it allows for commercial uses to still visibly see underneath of that billboard. There are also a bunch of trees in the ditch and adjacent to the property. I'm trying to get above those and reduce the disturbance.
So there will be no excavation of the trees? Is that what you're saying?
I believe there will be some.
Be a tree line left?
There, as of right now, there will be a tree line left. Okay. It is a commercial property. What happens from here on out, I'm not sure. But the intent would be to get the billboard up as high to reduce that currently.
And specifically, which business do you want to not interfere with?
Well, all these properties are commercially zoned. So any of these properties
At present, what commercial business?
Just past, if you're still looking at that last sheet, just past those trees, if they were to be cleared, you'd look right into the shopping center. And there are a bunch of out parcels that are just to the north of that. All of them would be affected by billboard visibility if you were to put in some sort of commercial business.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Becker.
What did you tell me about the trees? You can't take the trees down?
No, the trees could come down.
Okay,
you can
see trees came down. What are you blocking then? Let's say on your last picture here, for me, the proposed billboard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you drop them trees...
On the other side of that would be the medical facility that you just mentioned.
Okay, and how far back are you off of there, 25 feet or 50 feet?
As shown, the setback there is pretty far back. The highway is a 200-foot right-of-way, and then there also potentially could be a 50-foot setback from that right-of-way. We haven't determined if that setback is valid yet.
That's what
so
I wanted
be,
to know.
We would be setting approximately 50 feet. The pole would be 50 feet off of the right-of-way as presented. So we're going to be set back pretty far as well.
Okay.
But you're not sure that this at this time, Doug? You don't know that, though. Is that correct?
The way the plan is presented, we haven't done a final survey of the property as well as all the easements or title search. As it's shown here, it's 50 feet. There is a 50-foot perpetual cross-access easement. I can tell you that my firm also did Peninsula Crossing, and that easement was shown, but further was removed. DLDOT required it for some reason. They removed it. I think it had something to do with the access to the highway.
Okay, so my question is to you then, you couldn't guarantee me that you can meet all the county requirements, the building code requirements for this sign at this time?
Absolutely, we could.
You can, but you just said just a minute ago that you weren't for sure about the 50 feet.
As presented, we're showing it 50 feet off of the road, 51 feet. So we are still meeting as shown the requirements of the county. The requirements of the county, I believe, are 25 feet from the highway, which also meets DLDOT's requirements. We are setting the face of the sign is about 31 feet. The pole, as shown, would be 51. Now, generally speaking, I haven't designed the sign. A sign designer would have to design that, but he would have to meet all the requirements of the county when he presented his building permit for that. We're just simply asking for a height variance.
As I'm driving down on your second page here, okay, mm-hmm. That's a good shot.
Yep.
Second page, what are we, heading north or south there now?
Heading south.
Okay, now let's just, for my instance, I'm just going to cover that up there, the mm-hmm. trees that you dropped them. And I'm trying to figure out how that medical building comes into play, because I can, look where I am up here. Coming down, I would be able to see that sign. I don't think the medical building is blocking it, is it? See the medical building there that you showed
yes,
me?
Yes, yes.
So if I dropped all those trees and pretend I didn't have it there, and that's what I have to do is look at all aspects of this.
Sure.
I'm saying now, let's see, there's no trees there now. The 48 foot is going to obstruct what? Not the medical building, I mean, from what I can see.
It could obstruct. There's some commercial properties to the south as well.
Now let's go south.
We don't have much control over the trees at this point, because the trees lie in a ditch that we've submitted for some jurisdictional requirements to see if it is jurisdictional. If it would be, it'd be very hard to clear those trees out, so that would render visibility to a lower sign nearly impossible.
Explain that to me again.
The Army Corps of Engineers in DENREC. You have to submit to them if you wanted to clear trees from the ditch itself.
Okay.
If it's jurisdictional wetlands or jurisdictional.
Right. Have you
we
done
would
that?
Not. We have submitted. We have not gotten that back to date.
So you have gotten no information back from DENREC yet?
We have not. That process is pretty lengthy to get that back. We have submitted.
Do you think that's important? Don't you think that's very important on whether you're going to encroach into the height?
Well, either way, I'd prefer not to cut those trees down in the ditch.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. You prefer not to?
I'd prefer not to. I can't speak on behalf of the applicant per se if he would want to clear those trees out. I know the billboard is a use that he proposes, and the proposed use would be greatly affected by those trees, as well as the height. If we could not cut the trees down, it would render the visibility of that billboard very hard from looking south, going southbound. The opposite direction, the lot is wooded as well, so it would even pose a potential on that side as well. if you look at the other view.
I have it. I hate to stay on this subject, but sure. Because, you know, I'm trying to get to the point where we have to see where it's a practical difficulty. Mm-hmm. You're doing a good job explaining it to me, but you're not time-wise, you're not registering with me why we're not going that route of taking these trees down and for what reason. And you said DENREC, and that's reasonable, right?
Correct.
But why would you apply for it when you're not sure of that reaction or that?
I can tell you that the applicant
because
has.
Because you don't want to. You don't want to take those trees down, right?
We would prefer not to take the trees. Okay. If the only way to make the billboard work, we would entertain it. If we were not allowed, then it would definitely restrict the ability to.
So if those trees were down, though, it would work, wouldn't it?
It possibly could, but the problem is given the height, also the topography. So we're probably 8 feet below adjacent
okay.
grades.
We're going somewhere now. It's normally what, 8 feet below?
If you look at the plan, the second, the exhibit there, you'll see that the topography starts up on the road around 26, maybe a little mm-hmm. higher. And down where the billboard would have to be placed, it would be down somewhere around looks like about 18, 20, so it could be almost 8 feet drop from the adjacent roadway to where the billboard would be placed, mm-hmm. Which would render a very low billboard if you were under the 25 feet requirement. By allowing the 48 feet, it would get that billboard up and visible from the adjacent roads. Also, it wouldn't be on the ground to block. I mean, the intent of a billboard is not to block the adjacent mm-hmm. commercial uses.
But
future
you have to agree with me if it even with that 8 feet that you wouldn't need 48 feet if the trees weren't there, is that right?
It's a combination of that and the trees, so we would have to pretty much clear the lot, and you can see there's more than just a stretch of trees on the property right now in the ditch. The ditch is treed as well as a good majority of the site, so for us to put the billboard in, we'd like to minimize the clearing versus having to clear the entire property, which gets into other DENREC requirements and permits through conservation districts. So it is definitely a hardship on the client to have to clear the whole lot to put one billboard in.
Right. So I got one final question. Sure. So you don't feel that that this has been created by the applicant whatsoever? Number one, because of knowing that there was this ditch in the property when you bought it. Mm-hmm. And number two, that the trees can be moved and utilized, you wouldn't have to have the height as high as what you're requesting if you're only going to be 8 feet, correct? So you don't feel any of this was created in knowing going into this?
The property was purchased before the applicant came in for this application.
Yeah, but did, okay. But
when he came to us, we didn't know. You know, he came to us and presented this to us, and we instantly said that by putting the billboard.
He didn't know it, but I'm saying now you don't feel that.
I can't speak. I can't speak for him. I don't know if he knew that this would be an issue or not. I can tell you the topography or the trees when he purchased the property weren't created by him.
Right.
That area of the property it renders itself fairly useless.
But we're just We're just saying the trees can be moved and it could be workable and doable. Correct or no?
Not as presented. The trees would have to be cleared.
Not as presented, but it could be though. Not as presented. It could be.
We could do something with the trees if DENREC were to permit that.
And you haven't gone that process yet through DENREC?
We have not. No.
You have not.
No.
Okay, that's my question. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Workman.
Yeah. Question: is it a taxable day?
mm-hmm.
It's taxable, then you got to go through, but is it a regular,
right.
dugging yourself? You don't, that's not DENREC or anything, the ditch.
Correct. We've applied to the Army Corps of Engineers as well as DENREC currently.
Is it a taxable ditch?
As far as I know, it's not a taxable ditch. It actually could be a jurisdictional ditch, which then DENREC and the Army Corps of Engineers have to say over what we could do and what we can't.
But you don't know that.
We have not got that back. It is a 6 to 9 month process typically to get that back.
And the second question is, you think you're putting the molly pole in the ditch?
It's not in the ditch, no. It's just outside the ditch. And really the reason we're doing that, putting it so far down in that area, is because we don't want to render the rest of the property useless by putting a pole in the middle, per se, as well as there's an adjacent billboard 423 feet. We could come upgrade a little bit, but then it would put it near the middle of the property, rendering potentially an entrance or something off the highway. It would cause a problem in the future.
So you cannot move it to the toward the existing billboard to get out of that 8-foot drop?
We could, if we moved it 123 feet, which would get you to the minimum allowed, right, 300 feet separation, it would only bring us up a few feet, a couple feet.
So you did try that? You did measure that going that way?
We considered that before we presented today.
But you didn't measure it?
We have measured. The information you have shown is based on a survey.
I mean, that closer, though, to see how far it raised you up? I mean, if you would gain if you moved closer to that billboard?
If we moved it closer, it would be a few feet.
Okay. Yeah. So you measured that, though?
We did. We have a topography shown is based on a survey, so it would be a few feet. And I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
So one side of the sign is out of the trees. The whole sign's out of the tree completely, right?
The intent would be to get the signs out of the tree.
Out of the tree, not even in the trees at all. Well, this picture, the way it looks, it looks like it's on the...
That picture may be a little deceiving.
The last page, it looked like the signs aren't even in the trees.
Correct, but it would be. It would be in the location shown. I apologize that... It does appear that the sign is outside the tree. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's like you're not in the trees.
Correct, but it actually would be. It would be pushing those trees, and I guess what I'm trying to represent is the trees on the ditch side. We may not have any ability to remove any trees on that side, which, going through this process, you put a billboard, you'd only see it from one side potentially, which is not the best.
Have you got the billboard in it out? Police state?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No idea. Mr. McGee would have to speak on behalf of whether or not it was rented. As of right now, I'm sure it isn't.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. The billboard is going to be placed in the trees.
As shown, correct.
Yes. So you don't even know if you can cut down trees to put the billboard in there.
You can typically cut trees. It's when you start popping stumps and clearing a large disturbance area.
Okay.
So it could be done as shown.
I'm a little confused in your testimony. Earlier in your testimony, you said because of the ditch, the property could not otherwise be developed. And then the conversation switched to discussion about the trees. And then you said it's zoned commercial and whatever happens in the future is unknown, as if it could be developed. So... The property can be otherwise developed, is that correct?
It can be otherwise developed for other uses.
Okay.
Correct.
That's your plan.
And
I don't know what the plan is for the property right now. The plan is the property has been purchased. The first step in his development here would be to put a billboard to generate revenue. And the billboard is shown as where he would prefer to have the billboard. We've weighed a couple different options by placing the billboard in other locations would then potentially render a useless property because an entrance, more than likely the entrance would have to be located far enough distance off of the highway or another location. So you want to put it away from things. You don't want it in the middle of the property.
And from topographically, from the road, the bottom of the ditch is 8 feet lower, correct?
The area where the billboard would be placed
actually goes even lower.
Correct.
Okay.
And keep in mind, not to change the topic, but we haven't specifically located this ditch, nor do I think the height variance that you would be granted would require us to put it in this exact location. I think you can move it as long as you met the other code requirements, setbacks, and the like. It would be, does this meet the character of other properties? And I think that's what we're trying to present, is that there are other billboards adjacent that meet the same look.
Well, maybe the same look, but you haven't shown where there's any billboards of that height. In fact, I think the guesstimate would be that anything close to the double stacked billboards might be at best 35 feet, not 48.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I have not measured the other billboards. I can tell you riding.
What's the typical height of a billboard, single billboard?
The
billboard itself, 8 feet, 10 feet?
The height is, they're probably about 12 feet, I think, the billboard height. So you can assume at least over 30 feet, right, according to what I'm looking at
37
here.
37 or so, okay.
Correct.
And typically trees grow taller than 48 feet, so what would happen once the trees were fully grown?
He would have the option of trimming or clearing additional trees to keep that billboard.
If DENREC would let him do that, or the Army Corps of Engineers.
Correct, or he would be able to clear up to it and only see it from one side.
Gotcha. All right, thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. Sharp? No questions. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we leave case number 11663 until the applicant can get some kind of word from DENREC or AEC or Army Corps of Engineers pertaining to what you can do with those trees. I know myself, I'm not really convinced that it sounded to me that's what you want. That's what you want to do, but you're not sure you want to do it. And I'd like to leave that open. That's my motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Wharton that we leave case number 11663 open until the applicant can supply us with something from DENREC or the Army Corps of Engineers. Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
And just to be clear, it's for that limited purpose of receiving correspondence from the Army Corps of Engineers and or DENREC.
Right. Yes.
As to the
tree
line.
And the ditch, right?
And the ditch.
If it's, you know, anything to do with that ditch.
Now, just as a matter of course, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Because, and I, from the applicant's testimony, it appeared to me that it's a 6 to 9 month process. I don't know how far along they are in that process. Would we want to put some sort of time limitation on that so that if we haven't heard within so much time that the board could revisit this? Otherwise, it could just stay open for an indefinite period of time.
Is that how long it takes?
6 to 9 months?
6 to 9 months?
I haven't gone through that process, Mr. Rickard, so
okay.
I don't know.
You put a 9 month on it?
What do you say?
It's not something we do every day, obviously, but it can take 6 to 9 months to.
Say 9 months, and we revisit it.
I can look to see how far we are in the process. I know it's been some time since we submitted it. I'm not sure. It's not always a clear cut process either.
6 months.
How long you been? You know, since you put that in?
I don't have that in front of me. I apologize.
Okay, we'll give him 6 months.
Six months. If he needs an extension,
Can I ask one question?
Okay,
I'd
like to make that motion again that we keep the case number 11663 open for 6 months until they hear from DENREC or ACE or Army Corps Engineers.
And also, there's an amendment. Is that Mr. Workman about the ditch?
About the ditch?
Yeah. What is it? Yeah.
Finding of the ditch.
Yeah.
Did
you get that, Mr.
Sherman? So I just want to make sure I'm clear. The first part is so that the applicant can submit letters from the Army Corps of Engineers and DENREC regarding whether or not the trees can be removed in the ditch.
Yes, sir.
And then the second part is what Mr. Workman had just alluded to about whether it is a tax ditch or not. And
right.
And the applicant will be providing that to the office within 6 months.
Yes, please. Okay. All right. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Galloway. So by vote 5-0, case number 11663 is approved. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's approved.
I mean, it's left open. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Correct me.